This book is profound. It's called Conversations with Millionaires, right? This is probably the best book I've ever read. I tell you the truth, you hear about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, so many different books to do with finance, entrepreneurship, personal development, and financial independence, etc. But Conversation with Millionaires is an absolute game changer. This book is basically a book about millionaires, and a radio host sits down with each millionaire for each chapter and basically just asks them, what did you do to get £1 million, or what did you do to get to your position you're in today? After reading that book, I found out about a guy called Jim Rohn, and Jim Rohn basically talked about that book, about how his mentor called Al Sharif told him something profound. And here's me reading the book as if I'm in the very room. So his mentor basically said, set a goal to earn £1 million or $1 million, and when you get there, give the $1 million away. Now, when I was reading that myself, I was like, why on earth would anybody do that? But what his mentor told him was that if you set that goal to obtain $1 million or £1 million, the reason why you can give it away is because in the process, in the journey to obtain that £1 million, you must have increased your value, the value you provide. So if you've learned those skills, if you've built up your character, if you've built up your resilience, you know, your mental ability, your the way you can handle resources and use them to, in order to produce results or build, produce products or services, etc. It doesn't matter if you give away the £1 million. Why? Because it's not the £1 million that make you, it's the process. I don't want you guys to miss what I'm saying. So essentially, what he's saying is that we should all desire to go on a journey of personal development. And this is why people call it personal development or self-development. But what I call it is that we should go and on a journey to basically get better, become useful. In a nutshell, we should all go on a journey to become useful. Useful to the marketplace, he calls it, but what I call it, useful to the world. Like I said, what do you have inside of you? What are you carrying? What can you provide to the world? What can you provide to your company? What can you provide to your friends? What can you provide to Instagram, to social media? What are you doing that's of good? Right. And when he said this, I was like, wow, that's so good. Why? Because if you give away the £1 million, it's not the end of the world, because you've learned how to basically make that again. And that should be the most crucial thing. It's never always about the money, because I'm sure you guys have seen some people win the lottery, £50 million. Tell me why they're broke in the next month. They have no money, or they lost all their money. And I'm not saying it's the same case for every single person. Of course, like I said, circumstance and chance happens to all. However, some people have not had the pruning process. They've not had the process in order to develop the skills that they need to produce, to nurture, to have dominion, and to steward those resources in terms of money, right? So I didn't want to be that person that happens to. Basically, I didn't want to be a hit and miss, right? I don't want to be that person that achieves success in any sort of way, but I don't know how to reproduce those results. And I think being of value, being someone who's valuable, is someone who is useful, but someone who can actually hone in their skills and ability to produce the same results. That is what I think someone of value is. Going back to the question again, so I don't sort of go on a tangent. So after I read this little snippet from the book, in fact, I've read the whole book many times, but after I read this, it struck something profound in me. It led me to actually go on this personal development journey. So this is why, if you look at my page, if you followed me on my journey, why am I so passionate about developing in terms of my communication skills, in terms of my emotional intelligence, in terms of how I handle or deal with other people, my teamwork skills, in terms of helping other people achieve their goals, in terms of vision? Because if I can improve my mental clarity in order to see what it's like in a month times and a year's times and 7 years time, and I can forecast and project and plan, that can help me. Because if I am now blessed with some sort of money, if I'm blessed with fame, if I'm blessed with success, right, I won't just go and lose it all. Why? Because I've had that stability in the process. I'm developing myself to get better. So this is why I'm passionate about personal development. And this is why I'm passionate about becoming a man of value. Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. Make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.